Choice Tunes, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2pm, with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
That's the theme for Choice Tunes. It's all about the Island of Dreams. It's all about what we've done leading up in the person's life. And it's with great pleasure today I introduce you to William Matthews. William, well, I prefer to call him Bill. Pardon me. I prefer to call him Bill, but Bill, as you know, is one of our local funeral home operators. But we're not here to talk about funerals, and we're not going to talk about business, but we're going to talk about Bill Matthews himself and the music that's had an influence on his life. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks, Alan.
It's great to have you along, Bill. And can I ask you, we'd like to know a little bit about our guests. We're not going to pry too much, but were you born in Melbourne, Bill, or whereabouts?
I was born just out of Melbourne, Alan. I was born in a place called Bacchus Marsh, which is halfway between here and Ballarat.
Yep.
My father worked in a milk factory up there, and so that's where I was born.
And you were there all your basic teenage years and youth, or did you move around?
No, we moved from Bacchus Marsh when I was about 5 years old because I suffered badly from asthma, and the family wanted to, or my mum and dad wanted to get me down close to the beach, so we moved to Yarraville. Lived in there in Yarraville for a couple of years, and then from there we went across to Dandenong, and that's where I grew up. Most of my younger years was in Dandenong.
Oh, Dandenong, boy, which part of Dandenong, Bill?
I lived in a street called, or started off in a street called Sunnyside Avenue, and then we went to Wedge Street. My dad built a house at Wedge Street, and that's where we lived.
So can you just come a little bit closer to the
yes, computer? Yes, yes.
That's better. You're just a little bit soft, Bill. All right, so we won't worry about school because everybody went to school. So what was your first job when you left school, Bill?
I got a job as a butcher's apprentice. And I stayed in that for quite a few years.
In Dandenong, Bill?
I worked in Dandenong for a starter. Yep. Worked for a man by the name of Doug McMeekin, who also owned the Dandenong Abattoirs. So I worked for him for a while, and then I went from working with him to working for a man by the name of Norm Oliver, who I spent many years with. And so that's basically what I did to till I was about 21. Although when I want to say 21. Until I was about 21, and then I bought some, set up some butcher shops of my own.
Did you whereabouts, Bill, in the southeastern suburbs, or?
The first shop I had was in Kew. Then I went to, had a shop in Malvern, a shop in Oakley. I had a shop in Dandenong, Black Rock, Seymour, Ballarat.
And then you got out of that, and then what did you do then, Bill?
I built an abattoirs. Built an abattoirs at Seymour.
Yep.
And so I was in the abattoir business and got rid of the butcher shops when I had the abattoirs because found it was too hard to run the shops as well as run the abattoirs. So I'd run the abattoirs till I was about 40. And yep. Then I become a funeral director.
And what made you make the jump, Bill, from abattoirs to the funeral directory?
Well, I suppose you could say I was forced to.
Yep.
I had a big fight with the unions when I had the abattoirs. It was just an industry that I needed to get out of and start on something afresh.
Oh, very good. Bill, we've got your first song up. What is it, and how's it had an impact in your life?
Right, it's a song by Harry Lauder, and it's I Love a Lassie. And the reason I chose that was when I was probably about six or seven, this is when we were at Dandenong, when I moved into the house that my father built. And when I say my father built it, he actually did most of the work himself, so he did a good job. My mum and dad bought a radiogram. And, of course, the radiogram doesn't sound much today, but back in those days... It was a big deal. And it was a cabinet that was probably about 2 metres long, had a radio one end. In the middle it had some speakers, and at the other end had a turntable. And the first record that was bought was this record by, and it was a 78, which a lot of people probably don't know what a 78 is, but it was a 78, and it was Harry Lauder. And I used to sit there and after school and just listen to it, put it on and listen to it. So that's a song that brings back a lot of good memories to me when I was a kid. So that was my first go at having records.
Righto, let's play it, Bill.
Could you see her? You would fancy her as well. I met her in September, popped a question in November. I'll soon be here all to myself. Her father has consented, I'm feeling quite contented. I've been and sealed the bargain with a kiss. I sit and weary, weary when I think about my dearie, and you'll always hear me singing this. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny healing lassie. She can warble like the mavis in the dell. She's an angel every Sunday, but a jolly lass on Monday, and as modest as her namesake, the bluebell. She's nice and neat and tidy, and I meet her every Friday. That's a very special nicht, I wouldn't miss. I'm enchanted, I'm enraptured, since my heart's a darling captured. She's just intoxicated me with bliss. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny healing lassie. I could sit and let her tease me for a week. And the way she keeps behaving, my, I never pay for shaving, for she rubs my whiskers clean off with her cheek. And the gloaming with my beauty, with my bonny tutti frutti hootie, I like to wander by her side. She's She's my diamond, she's my ruby, she's my bonny wee jujube. And if she was here, I'd row her in my plight. I love a laddie, a bonny, bonny laddie. She's as pure as the lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary, my Scotch bluebell. Mary, my Scotch bluebell, might I tell you, eh?
So that took you way back, Bill?
It certainly did, but that's not bad, though, for a record that's, or a song that's over 100 years old, is it?
100 years old, is it?
Well, that was 1909 that was recorded.
Fair dinkum. Terrific, isn't it? Bill, now you're starting to move into the songs. I don't know whether you listen to Music Memories and More, which I present every second Sunday, and that's from the 50s and 60s, so you're coming into my sort of music now.
Oh, very good.
In fact, I've played all those at some stage of the game. But so tell us about Bill Haley and what song and what it means to you, Bill.
Well, as I said to you, back in those days, it's records were new, and yep. They were new. And having a record machine was new as well. And my sister, who was 6 years older than me, she started work, and that was the first album that she bought. So the two of us, when she'd come home from work and I'd come home from school, we'd sit down and listen to that and probably get ourselves into trouble from Mum and Dad for making too much noise. But it's a song that I still remember it, and I'm still here. It played today, so it's.
I played it last Sunday, Bill.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So it's a good old one.
It's a terrific one. So it's.
And of course, the thing is with Bill Haley, he was one of the first rock and rollers.
Yes, he was too.
Yeah.
So this is taking you right back to Wedge Street, Bill.
It is. Yeah. I was in Wedge Street listening to that. Yep.
All right, Bill Haley and Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock,
rock, we're gonna rock around. It's like
9:20, we glide right home. Join me, high. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around. Rock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock. The whole broad day. We're gonna rock, rock, rock. The round and fly. Tonight. That's like a head.
I think probably that would be
welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I've got with me as my guest today, Bill, Bill Matthews, got something caught in the throat. And we're talking about his journey through life and also music. Bill, that Jailhouse Rock brings back the idea of the town hall dances. Did you ever go to the dances at the Dandy Town Hall?
I did go to the dances at the Dandenong Town Hall when I was, and of course you've got to remember when Jailhouse Rock came out, I was probably only about 11.
Yep.
Of a Saturday night, I used to go to the picture theatre in Dandenong, go to the pictures, and from there I had to go across to the Dandenong Town Hall and meet my sister and wait for her till the dance had finished and we'd walk home together.
Yep.
And I used to love standing at the doors there and watching them all do the jive. And I still remember one man there who used to jive with two girls at once. And, you know, it was great to watch that. And they used to play the song that we just had before, Bill Haley, Rock Around the Clock. And then they used to play Jailhouse Rock. And used to be dancing to that, and it was great to watch that at the Dandenong Town Hall. Yeah, so you know the Dandenong Town Hall?
Oh, yes, yep. Yeah, no, the Dandenong Town Hall. I used to go to Moorabbin Town Hall, Springvale Town Hall, Hawthorne Town Hall, or Daniel Town Hall.
Right.
Didn't do much good with the ladies, but anyway, that's another story. We won't worry about that. Bill, we've got Elvis Presley coming up and Jailhouse Rock. What's the significance of that one?
Well, it's just of that time that my growing up, and I do remember that when it came out, there was a movie, Jailhouse Rock.
Yep.
And my mum and dad allowed me and to go with one of the boys who lived next door to me to into town to see the picture, see the movie. So, as I say, I was probably only 11 or 12 at that time, so that was a pretty big thing to go by train into the city and see it, but I wasn't allowed to go by night time. I had to go during the day, so but it was still good.
All right, let's play Elvis Presley and Jailhouse Rock. Welcome back to Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. I've just been talking to Bill off microphone. I completely lost myself. Bill, what would be out of your life, apart from family, because everybody would just say, oh, having a family, but what would be one of the best decisions you've made in your life?
I think probably going into business for myself. the good thing about when you're in business for yourself is that hours don't tend to worry you, because the harder you work, the more chance you've got of making money. And I've never been afraid of working long hours. Probably my father, the best thing he ever done to me was install that into me, because when I was a kid, he used to make sure I got up early to go and do my paper rounds. He used to make sure that when I started work that I was up and going to work and ready to go to work. I think going into business for myself, because as I say, that's, you can work hard and you can make more money. The harder you work, the more money you can make. So
let's be honest, in your business, you work all hours, don't you?
The business I'm in now, yes, of course, you do work all hours. It's a 24-hour a day job, our business. There's plenty of work there for you.
Bill, Fidel Smith and Tar and Cement, what have you got to say about that?
Look, I just absolutely love this song. I used to, back to the Dandenong Town Hall, I used to love them doing this dance dance to this song, because they'd stand up close to each other, and when you're listening to the song, you'll hear this little thump, thump, thump going through it, and every time that little beat would go, the couples would kick up one of their back heels, and so they'd move around the floor kicking up their back heels, and it was just great to watch and great to listen to.
Fabulous. So we'll listen to Fidel Smith and Tar and Cement.
The town I came from was quiet and small. We played in the meadows where the grass grew so tall. In summer, the lilacs would grow everywhere. The laughter of children would float in the air. As I grew older, I had to roam. Far from my family, far from my home, into the city where lives can be spent, lost in the shadows of tar and cement. And every night I sit alone and learn what loneliness meant. Yeah.
I think when I'm on Music Memories and More, which is Sunday week between 12 and 3, I'll take Bill's playlist and we'll play most of them to start with. Bill, we ask the real penetrating questions on this show. What was your first car?
First car was a twin spinner Ford.
Oh, they were a terrific car.
They were a terrific car. And I have to tell you something about this. A couple of years ago, down the main street of Lilydale, I come across a bloke who'd done one up, and it was like a brand new one. And I always had great memories of this car, thinking how great a car it was to drive. And I walked up to him and I said to him that I used to have one and how great it was, and I couldn't believe that I'd sold it. And he said to me, "You want to go for a drive in it?" And I said, "Sure, I'd love to." It. He said, "Will you drive it?" So he gets in the passenger seat and he lets me drive it. And as I say, it's done up like a brand new one. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, drove around the block in it and I couldn't believe how hard it was to push the clutch in, change gears. And I thought to myself, I used to think this was so easy. But you get into it and you think to yourself, nothing like your memories.
No, it's not. And sometimes you're better to leave your memories. Bill,
that's right.
Coming up, we're going to hear from Betty McQuaid now. We should mention, too, that Betty McQuaid, Normie Rowe, Johnny Chester and all those, they were big over in the Preston Town Hall on a Saturday night, weren't they?
They were. And the reason I chose Betty was I used to also go to the dance at the at Morty Alec Dance of a Sunday night. And she often used to sing down there of a Sunday night. And one of my mates was her boyfriend for a long while.
Fanningham, so, yeah.
Yep, so that's why I chose her. And, of course, I was surprised that she never went on to bigger and greater things because I reckon she's got a great voice. And for an Australian, she sang extremely well. But, of course, Australians haven't done as well as the Americans, have they?
No. And she died a few years ago too, didn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she died a fairly young lady. But anyway, let's listen to Betty McQuaid and Midnight Bus. Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 21 minutes to 3 and 13 degrees. I can't believe how quick the time's going. And, well, I have with me Bill Matthews. Bill, I guess one of the, I don't know, I'm going to ask you, you might tell me yes or no, is one of the joys, I know that you've got a couple of your family working in your own business, is it a joy to have the family in your business? I would have thought it was.
It is, because they're not afraid to tell you, like in my case, and this is a good example, they're not afraid to tell you if you're doing something wrong. As I'm getting older, I'm tending to sometimes miss things, and my daughter pulls me into line, or one of my daughters pulls me into line straight away. So, you know, it's a good thing. Whereas if they were just employees, they probably wouldn't be going to say anything to me.
That's true. Have you got two daughters in the business, have you?
I've got two daughters working for me. My son used to work with me, but he's, of course, married a girl whose father owns a funeral home, so he's gone to work.
So you've kept the business. All right. Now we've got, coming up, Barry Maguire and Eve of Destruction. What about this one, Bill?
Well, I really like this one. And he actually sounds a little bit like Bob Dylan. I used to think it was Bob Dylan singing this song. But this is the type of songs that Bob Dylan used to sing, and I used to like Bob Dylan, or used to like him. I still like him. And if you listen to the song, it's a really good song, and it came out around the Vietnam War time. So,
right. Were you called up at all, Bill, for national service?
I missed out. And when I say missed out, luckily I missed out.
Missed out. So did I.
So, because at that time it was a number system, and I had the wrong number, or the right number.
Right. We'll play Barry Maguire and Eve of Destruction.
World, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. In Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me. Don't believe
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 15 minutes to 3, 13 degrees. I have with me Bill Matthews. Bill, the next one, the monkeys. I'm a believer. What's the story there?
I liked this because I don't know whether you remember Don Lunn.
Oh, I certainly do. Yep.
He was on 3UZ and he used to have a show. He was a DJ, and of course DJs were the big thing back in those days. And I know, of course, they're fairly big now, but they were the big thing because it was just new in those days. And he used to have Moondoggy. Moondoggy was used to help him. That was, I think, one of his helpers used to help him there. He used to refer to himself as the daddy-o of the radio.
Yep, yep.
And so this was one that he used to play often.
On Sunday afternoon, he used to do the top 40, didn't he, from 40 to 1.
Yep. And I do this song. And look, you'd still hear the song on the radio today, so it's a good one.
I played it last Sunday, Bill.
Did you?
I did too.
Was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Get his pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Bill, the next song is Bob Dylan and Bob Dylan and Lay Lady Lay. What's that, Bob? Bill?
I reckon he's a great singer. I really like him because he was prominent during those years. And of course, he still is today. And I just picked that song out because I like that song as well. So there's nothing particular about that song.
Let's go with it.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Hey, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead.
Bill, I'm a bit worried to ask you about this next song because it's called I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
Alan, it's something everybody likes to sing when they've had a couple of beers or a party. And I don't think it'll ever fade out because everyone has a go at it.
All right, well, we'll listen to it, Bill. Bill, coming up, you want to hear or you're going to play Everly Brothers with Take a Message to Mary. What's that mean to you, Bill?
It's a song that I think is fairly special to play today because it was done by Don and Phil Everly. Phil died a little while ago, a few years ago, but Don just died last week. So I think it's sort of nice and appropriate to play that for him this week. Plus, of course, when I was a young fella, everyone who knew a Mary, they'd be going around singing Take a Message to Mary.
Bill, unfortunately, we've got to go, but look, it's been an absolute pleasure having you today. I hope that people know a little bit more about Bill Matthews for having spent the hour with us, and I thank you for your time, Bill.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much.
Take a Message to Mary.
Thanks, Bill.
By the words of a frontier lad who lost his love.
Thanks, Alan.
When he turned.
I did. Very good to meet you. Thank you very much.
Take a message to Mary.
Yep.
But don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
But don't say I'm in a jam.
Thanks, Alan. Bye.
You can tell her I had to see the world.
Okay, bye.
Or tell her that my ship set sail. You can say she better not wait for me. But don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary. But don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a careless gun. You can tell her I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell where I'm gonna pine away until my dying day. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart's aching for Mary, Lord knows I miss her so. Just tell her I went to Timbuktu. Tell her I'm searching for gold. You can say she'd better find someone new to cherish and to hold. Oh Lord, this cell is cold. Mary, oh Lord, this cell.